Welcome to the next episode of Success is Not Luck. Yes, and now with subtitles also as a video. You have probably already noticed the last episode was already available on the YouTube channel as a video. And I will link the channel down here in the show notes, because in the long term, there will also be additional content on the video channel that will not be seen in the podcast. So it's worth subscribing to the channel now. Let's continue with our myths on time management. Analogous to our wonderful menu in the Star restaurant, we already had the aperitif from the last episode, and now comes the greeting. From the kitchen. Tom is a dedicated software developer working at a rising tech company, and he has big ambitions and wants to climb the career ladder quickly. From the start, he firmly believes that long working hours are the key to success. His boss will surely notice that he is the first one in the morning and the last one in the evening, right? And one day, a big project comes up that must be completed in 2 weeks. The boss emphasizes the importance of the project, and Tom decides to drastically extend his working hours again to ensure everything is done on time. He wants to shine and hopes for a promotion or at least a bonus. He arrives early at the office and stays until late at night. And the weekends are now spent at the office. He just works through, and in the first week, his plan seems to be working perfectly. It's going great. Tom feels productive and is proud to be able to invest so much time in the project. But soon, he has to realize that he is becoming more tired and less focused. His error rate increases, and he has to go back repeatedly to make corrections. During one of these late nights, as he once again has to correct faulty lines of code, he realizes that he can hardly think clearly anymore. His creativity suffers, and simple problems suddenly seem insurmountable. Tom feels frustrated and burned out. And surely you have already recognized the myth that is unfortunately very, very widespread in the working world. Working more hours means getting more done. But is it really that simple that more working time automatically leads to more productivity? Let's take a closer look at this. Where does this belief actually come from? And it indeed has very deep roots in our work culture. Many of us have learned that long working hours are a sign of commitment and productivity. This somewhat comes from the time when we still worked a lot with our hands and bodies. That was also a heavy burden. But basically, you could say that when we toiled in the coal mine, if we worked an hour longer, more coal came out of it. In two ways. Naturally, also limited by physical capability. But that was roughly the relationship. Unfortunately, today it is quite different. It is still expected, and I can contribute something from my own experience. As a management consultant, I once witnessed in a company how the department head really issued the directive, "I expect everyone to be here from 8 to 18 o'clock. You can come earlier, leave later, but that's the minimum." This did the binds. And if someone did leave at 18 o'clock on the dot in quotation marks, then this saying often came up. "Oh, half a day off today?" Yes, maybe some of you know this. However, studies show very, very clearly that our brain needs regular breaks to be able to work efficiently. Without these recovery breaks, our concentration decreases and the quality of our work suffers significantly. So when we work for hours without interruption, we often achieve the exact opposite of what we intend. Our productivity decreases and the frequency of errors increases. Therefore, it is important to know your own optimal working times. Each of us has different times of the day when we are most productive. Recognizing and utilizing these can make a very, very big difference. Furthermore, a healthy work-life balance is crucial, and too much work can ultimately lead to burnout, which logically impairs productivity significantly in the long run. And a good example of efficient working is the application of the 80-20 rule, which you also know as the Pareto principle. We already covered that in one of the earlier episodes. The Pareto principle states that 80% of the results often come from 20% of the efforts. If you manage to identify those 20% of tasks that make the big difference and focus on them, and then implement clear daily goals and prioritize these tasks, your efficiency will increase. And then you don't have to be in the office from 8 to 18 or from 6 to 22 to work efficiently. And if you would like to hear a dedicated episode on that, feel free to write it in the comments under this episode. We already had a longer episode on the difference or the combination of effectiveness and efficiency. I'll link it again here in the show notes. It's worth listening to again. Also, working more hours does not necessarily mean that more gets done. Instead, we should focus on the quality of our work. Plan breaks, find a healthy balance between work and leisure, because only this way we can be more productive in the long run and ultimately more satisfied, and not only our boss, but also our health will be very, very grateful. By the way, Tom also decides to try taking more breaks. The next day, he divides his tasks into manageable sections and schedules regular breaks. He makes sure to finish work at a set time to get enough rest. And to his surprise, he finds that after the breaks, he feels fresher and more focused. He makes fewer mistakes, can solve problems faster, and his productivity increases, even though he suddenly works fewer hours than before, which was definitely too much. And within the next week, he manages to complete the project not only on time, but with very, very high quality. And in doing so, Tom realizes that it is not about how many hours you work, but how efficiently you use those hours. He decides to permanently and change his way of working and pay attention to a better work-life balance, because he has also discovered a side effect. His partner at home reflects to him that he is suddenly much more balanced and energetic when he comes home. And honestly, who wouldn't want to experience that regardless of which of the two roles? And perhaps Tom's story will inspire you to take an extra break, especially when the workload is particularly high and the day seems especially stressful. It will definitely contribute to your well-being. And if you now want to contribute to my well-being, you can do so with a thumbs up on YouTube when you watch the video, or with a 5-star rating on your podcast provider. I'll explain it again, because there were many inquiries. On Spotify, you can do this at the top of the show, those 3 little dots that are there, press there, and then there's the link to rate this show. And I am very happy about your 5-star rating. And if you know someone who would also benefit from this episode, then share the episode with them right now, immediately afterward. Maybe even without any comment, and feel free to report back on the recipient's reaction. Do you have any wishes? Do you have feedback on this episode? Do you have requests for future episodes? There is a comment field below this episode for that. Our format is called Success is Not Luck, but always remember, today is a good day to be happy. We'll hear each other in the next episode.